Chris Raybon, the senior editor of the Action Network, who you can find on Twitter at Chris Raybon, R-A-Y-B-O-N. Chris, this is a busy time of the year for you, even when you're talking about a league that plays once a week, just because there is so much action on NFL games throughout the year. I know this is exciting and also really busy for you.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's I also do a lot of stuff for fantasy. So, you know, early in the week, I'm doing a lot of player projections, rankings, and then, you know, looking at, you know, it from more of a team level and where the value is on the market at this time of the week. Some lines starting to move, just like the Packers one, actually, with Devontae Adams being ruled out. That line was Packers by 5.5, and it's gone down to 4.5. So, interesting day on Fridays when, after those injuries get announced.
That's actually the first place I was going to go when I look at this, not just because we're in Wisconsin. I think even if we were some other part of the country and you were on a show with us, that would be the first place I'd go, because it, from what I'm looking at here on paper, it looks like this started way back as a 7-point line, but the Raiders keep creeping up, injuries being a part of it. If you're a Packers fan, should you be more concerned with the fact that it's gone from 7 to, as you mentioned, under 5 now?
I think you should be a little bit concerned. I mean, that offense is not the same with Devontae Adams out. And then if you start adding in more injuries on top of that, it's going to be tough. Oakland is getting healthier as well. And remember, they've actually beaten some pretty good teams. They went in and beat the Colts in Indianapolis, and they beat the Bears on a neutral field in London. So I wouldn't be surprised if this number came down to 4 or maybe even below that leading up to kickoff. The Packers should still be favored, but this might be a closer game than people think. We're seeing about 61% of the money on Oakland, about 5% more than the amount of bet tickets right now, and that will probably increase as word of the injury spread.
So on that one side, that line has gotten closer. A line that's gotten a little farther away is Miami and Buffalo. And I got to tell you, anytime you start getting into double-digit territory, I raise an eyebrow. Then you get to 2-touchdown territory, and I really raise an eyebrow. In this case, if I'm looking at this right, this is Buffalo minus 17 against Miami, and it's basically Miami is that bad. That's what we're saying, right?
Yeah, but I think if you're playing a side here, the right side to play would be the Dolphins, because it's tough to cover a spread, such a large spread, in what's expected to be a low-scoring game. The total on this game is 40.5. The under in Josh Allen's career starts have hit 12 times and lost only 4 times. And the Bills have only won 2 games by more than 17. So it's going to be a struggle to for them to cover that by that much, even if they're, you know, that much better than the Dolphins. We're seeing 66% of the bet, 87% of the money going to the Dolphins. So that's a pretty big discrepancy, and that's probably the right play at this point.
The other one that stood out to me, and it says a lot about how far the Rams have fallen, is that the Rams at Atlanta, talking about, you know, roughly a field goal here as the Rams being a favorite, and Atlanta is a disaster this year. So the Rams and the struggles that they've had the last 3 weeks have really made this an interesting play. If I'm feeling froggy, if this is, but you know, where I want to jump out and grab the Rams, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think the Rams are probably getting a little more respect than people think when you consider that most books will install about a 3-point home field advantage for the team at home. And so by the Rams still being favored by 3 points on the road, that means they're 6 points better than Atlanta on a neutral field, which is a pretty big discrepancy considering how bad the Rams have played, as you mentioned. So right now we are seeing the public on the side of the Rams, 75% of the bet, 66% of the dollars. So that's kind of, I wouldn't read too much into that. I think most people are expecting the Rams to bounce back. It's tough to kind of, you kind of want to go contrarian and say, hey, the Falcons got to rebound at some point too. But the last 7 times that they've been an underdog by 3 points or more, they are 0-7 against the spread. And that kind of speaks to, you know, the criticisms of Dan Quinn and just this team sometimes just not getting up and getting up for all these games and being consistent.
Chris Raybon, the senior editor of the Action Network, going over the NFL games and the lines here for Sunday. And, you know, the news, you mentioned injury news, Devontae Adams changing the Packers line. Saquon Barkley will be in for the Giants. What does that do to that game against Arizona?
Well, that game's at a key number. So 3-7, the common scores that you usually see in NFL games, those are key numbers. And so I don't know if the books necessarily want to move off one of those because, you know, whichever way they move, a lot of big bettors may come in and just, you know, pound that 2.5-point line on the other side. So that might stay at 3, but right now we are seeing 65% of the bets, 82% of the money coming in on the New York Giants, essentially saying, hey, I think they're at least as good as the Arizona Cardinals on a neutral field and they're at home. And so, you know, most of the big bets are coming in on the Giants at this point.
So a question that spreads a little bit out from the games that are coming up. I was thinking about this game against the Lions and how strategy plays in and how reactions play to strategy if you have money on the game, if you've bet on that line, and how at the end of the game, there's going to be a touchdown, but then, you know, the Packers running back takes basically slides down and hits the dirt, and it's a difference, you know, in a field goal versus a touchdown. And somebody was telling me that changed the whole over-under, didn't it? It changed it.
Yeah, so, you know, there are a lot of bad beats that happen in those situations. I believe the over-under was 46 or something by game size. The game went under because it was 23-22, I believe, so... it would have definitely gone over if he scores a touchdown. And these are kind of things that, you know, depending on the game, like that was a primetime game, so most people saw it. But when things like that happen in games that aren't that popular, that not many people watch, a lot of times things like that could influence the line where a team may be undervalued, that people think they're going to score fewer points or not win by as much or something like that. Because point differential does kind of go into power ratings and how the bookmakers are kind of setting these lines and where they think the public will bet.
Chris Raybon, senior editor of the Action Network, much appreciated, very informative. I'm gonna review what I'm doing for this weekend after talking with you because I think you've got some good insights here. Appreciate it.
All right, have a good one this weekend. Thank you.
Thanks. That's Chris Raybon, senior editor of the Action Network, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard, they treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.